Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
I don't want to say Bill Stead has cursed him since he's kind of, you know, crowned himself the bold king, but
innovator.
I think Xavier McKinney is on that track, even though he's been sloughing off a little bit with zero picks the last couple weeks.
Total sloughing off.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And now Lawrence is picked off. It's McKinney, his league-leading sixth interception of the season.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, sponsored by Kohler Services.
Hey, Tausch, what's your take on this? This Colts quarterback, Anthony Richardson, didn't have the best game against the Texans, lost the game. He didn't have very good accuracy, struggled a bit. And then in the third quarter, after a long play of him running around to evade being sacked, he gets back to the line of scrimmage, gets sacked or whatever, but they don't really lose much yardage. But it was a lot of running in the third quarter. He tapped his helmet and left the game for one play. And he was asked about it afterward, and he said,
"Man, tired. I ain't gonna lie. That was a lot of running right there, what I did. And I don't think I was gonna be able to go that next play. So I just, this whole thing, I just needed a break right there."
He needed a break. So your franchise quarterback came out for one play. What do you think? Should he be criticized for that? He's getting a little bit.
Yeah, he should definitely be criticized. I've never heard that. I've been alive 47 years. I've been in the game of football for a vast majority of those years. And wide receivers can tap out, defensive linemen for a rep or two. Franchise quarterbacks, I don't want my eighth grade quarterback tapping out. Now, if you get hurt or something, that obviously is the deal. But if you're just tired, you're not running every play. Now, is it tiring? I heard that and I saw that, and the antennas went up big time. And if I'm in that front office and as a player, you don't think there's times that there is a toss play and I had to pull out and kick a defensive, a D-back out and run down the field, and then Amon Green busts one 60 yards and we have to sprint down to get – you don't think we're all tired? And I'm going to tap my helmet and say, "Coach, send KB in because I'm tired." Or Favre doing that, or Rodgers doing that, or Jordan Love doing that. It was shocking, and I think the Indianapolis Colts players, how do you think this would go? You get to the two-minute drill, and I can remember Joe Montana in the Super Bowl looking up at John Candy and getting in his guys and saying, "We need it right here. We got to have it." And 3 minutes before or a quarter before, that same quarterback tapped out? How's that going to play? I think that was a big red flag. And if you're going to get tired from that, A, get in better shape, or B, you got to just suck it up. I thought that was a really bad look.
I'm just surprised, Tausch, at maybe you were tired and maybe you thought you'd be better off taking a blow, but just the courage or stupidity, depending on how you look at it, to say, "I need to tap out." Like, granted, I wasn't on the field that often, but you never checked out because you're afraid you wouldn't get back in.
No, and there are spots like D-line. I've never seen an O-lineman tap out for being tired. Now, if you play two series and the coach thinks that your play has slipped, and you see that with Sean Ryan. That was a conversation topic during training camp with Jordan Morgan taking some reps. And basically, coaches told Sean, "You need to get better shape." And to his credit, he acknowledged it, went, started running gassers, and he's been playing good football. It's just quarterbacks are different. And yes, it's a taxing position, but you're not sprinting 60 yards like a wideout. Like Christian Watson, if he wants to tap out, I'm all right with it. If he just ran three fly routes and he's pretty gassed, I get it. This, I think that is such a leadership position and such an example position that when you do that, that to me is a sign of a young player that hasn't figured it out yet. And that clock is ticking. He needs to start figuring it out, or I would think Indianapolis will probably start thinking about figuring something different out.
At risk of sounding like an old man, we'll ask the question anyway. Is this a generational thing? Is this the Gen Z world a little bit different where, you know, just don't always have the same belief system, don't care as much, not really that worried about it? Like, hey, I just need a break. I just got to take a quarter off. I mean, he took one play. But is that what this is? Are we seeing, like, just it's a younger generation? They play sports differently. They think differently than the rest of us.
They definitely think differently. And listen, man, I think you look back, and I always make jokes. Like, if our old line coach wouldn't let us get a sip of water, we'd say, right? What are you, the Junction Boys? Because you watch back in the 60s, that was a sign of weakness. Well, it turns out it's just dumb. And now you see the way we're practicing. The league has gotten a lot smarter about how they practice and training camps and everything else. But Sundays are game days, and you're a leader of a football team. I hope, Eric, that this isn't a Gen Z thing. I know that there's a different mindset, but this, I hope football is a very hard game and not everybody can do it. If I was advising him, I would say don't ever do that again.
Eric, you got the rest? I got to take a blow. 7:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
That's funny, Vinny. Good work.